Now, some call it pirate radio. Its operators call it Free Radio Santa Cruz, and it's been flying the skull and crossbones for the past 10 years now.
Yeah, Action News reporter Phil Gomez is live at our Santa Cruz newsroom. He's got an inside look at this controversial broadcaster in Santa Cruz County. Phil?
Yes, it's Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 on your FM dial. It's been successfully flying the skull and crossbones for the past 10 years.
The People's Radio.
This radio station.
You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz.
The People's Radio, Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Hi, you're on Free Radio with Robert.
These are a diverse group of voices in Santa Cruz, virtual unknowns who sound off on a 35-watt radio station somewhere in their city.
Let's see what the Jefferson Airplane were doing back in 1967.
The station is what's known as a pirate, meaning unlicensed and unauthorized to broadcast.
The FCC is going to be in Monterey at the Monterey Conference Center.
Radio Free Santa Cruz has provided, as its operators claim, a voice for its community. George Cadman is in charge of programming for Radio Free Santa Cruz.
This is a community effort. It's a group of people who cares about the alternative news that we present and the alternative viewpoints that we present, the diversity of views.
Here, you'll hear stories these so-called radio pirates say don't make it into the 24-hour cable news cycle. Issues Bonnie Primbish of KUSP Radio says don't get debated by the radio and television pundits.
It seems to me that a lot of times pirate radio springs up because people within a community are frustrated that they're not hearing about the issues that are really important to them.
What's important to Radio Free Santa Cruz is information.
Our focus is on information and diversity of views and alternative information, and the community values that.
For the past 10 years, the station has survived without mandated programming lists, without top 10 management, or even paid advertising. And the voices continue to call in.
To stop these terrorists, their right hands cut off. It says
the FCC has visited the station's latest undisclosed site, but Free Radio Santa Cruz remains on air. Dan and Aaron.
At least for now.
All right, Phil. Thank you very much.
Really, pirate radio has a very rich history in this country, and up to this point, it's estimated there are anywhere between 350 to 1,000 pirate radio stations operating through the United States. They actually got the name. They used to actually put a radio station on a boat 3 miles off the coast and beam it in, but that has changed.